BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, listeners who absolutely lose it at stuff on TV or in films. I go to a stag do and just watch the Kardashians. Oh, and the wrong entertainment turns up. So annoyed. We break the curse on X Factor and Strictly. Lady Gaga's amazing new dress. Shane Lynch off Boyzone's even more amazing hands. And Greg James on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. It's just me today. Hi. On till 4 o'clock. So, track of the day coming up from Lily Allen. It's the one off that advert that was on 100 million times at the weekend in, like, every advert break. Christmas adverts are on now, aren't they? What's that one where, like, there's a kid? I think it might be Boots. There's a kid in it, and it's kind of like... It's really weird how, like, people just keep giving him little presents, and then... Has anyone seen that one, the one I mean? I think it's Boots. Where he's like, oh, you're all right. That's a weird one. But we kind of like the Lily Allen one. So that song is so going to be number one. And I heard Matt Evanson in the car on the way to the stag do, lads, on Friday, playing the Lily Allen track for the first time. And also trying to make people in the office here at Radio 1 cry by showing them. And it didn't really work out because, as we all know, everyone here at Radio 1 is stone-hearted and as cold as ice and cynical as anything. But I've got a little idea of what we can do to kind of... the next thing that we can do about that. So that's coming up this afternoon. Also, Mrs. X is back on. So if you're on Tinder, which is this dating app that we've been talking about, if you have swiped right on Tinder to any female... It could be the lady that calls up this show and tells all her Tinder dating stories. And she's been going on quite a few. We spoke to her, I think it was Wednesday last week for the last time. So if you've been on a date with anybody, any female off Tinder, all the details of the date which you had this weekend could be on Radio 1, like all the details, later on this afternoon. Because nobody knows who Mrs. X is. She's like the stick.
Scott Mills Daily.
And she will never reveal her true identity. So this flatmate's stag that you went on, is it the ex-flatmate, the one previously known as your flatmate the comedian? Yeah, that's him. You've been listening for ages, haven't you? Yeah, he did have a brief career, thanks to this show, as a stand-up comedian. He's been that off now. He's got like a proper job and one that he's better at. He's on a train at the moment, but I want to speak to him after half one because I left him in the pub yesterday afternoon somewhere in Warwickshire and I've not actually really heard from him since. And I think he's probably going to be in a whole world of trouble today. Other things we need to talk about from the weekend. Yes, we broke the curse. Susanna Reid, despite having our 100% support on Strictly, went through. And also, despite the fact that we did say Rough Copy were our favourites on X Factor, they are now also through. So we've actually broken the curse. Got a lot of tweets about that last night. Other stuff going on. We need to talk about Shane Lynch's hands on Jonathan Ross on Saturday night. That's right, I was at a stag do watching Jonathan Ross. It's not like me to watch TV when I go away, is it? Did anyone else see this? So Boyzone were on right at the end of Jonathan Ross, and Shane Lynch, who I don't ever remember being camp before, his hands, man, like, what was he doing? You need to watch it. Like, get on. It probably is on YouTube by now. It was all going off on Twitter. Shane Lynch's hands was trending for a while. He's just doing these kind of weird pirouette movements with his hands. Why did Ronan just not go, mate, you want to stop that? You look ridiculous. Really weird. Also, Lady Gaga's new dress, which she appears to have bought from the gadget shop. If Chris was here, he'd have something to say about this. So it was Lady Gaga's album launch, and there was this live web stream. And it is like... The dress is like a very large version of one of those that you do get in the gadget shop. Like, there's five mini helicopter blades, and she kind of hangs down below it with her I'm really serious and into art face on. And it looks kind of unstable, especially on landing. Like, my dad bought my brother one of those, like, you know, the little mini-controlled remote-controlled aeroplanes. When they land, it's like, isn't it? That's what it looked like. And this is what Lady Gaga's dress sounded like. Cheers, there she goes. Five mini blades.
I've still got a really serious face.
BBC Radio 1. There it goes. Daily. On landing. Hi, Joe in Bristol.
Hello.
What are you saying?
Shane Lynch was being really camp on the chaser this weekend as well. It's like he doesn't know what to do with his arms at the moment.
But he used to know exactly what to do with them.
I know.
What's happened?
He just lost control.
On the chase, was it?
Yeah, on the chaser to the weekend. Celebrity chaser.
Oh, sure. I think he was, like, doing it for a bet. It's like, right, go and make your hands do really weird things on the telly. I'll give you a tenner. So it was the stag do of my ex-flatmate, but still best friend, at the weekend. He's getting married soon. Hello?
Hi.
You sound good.
I felt a lot better, really.
I left you in a pub yesterday afternoon in Warwickshire with some people that were leading you astray again.
I know, I didn't need it. Thanks for looking out for me there.
No, the thing is, right, I had to get back to London and... They're your uni mates, and I don't feel... I mean, I really like them, but when they're like, "Ree, lads!" It makes me feel a bit like I'm not in that kind of group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you left me.
I did, yeah. Also, did you like it that... I'm just going to remind you a few things of the weekend. Did you like it that I didn't come to the quad biking activities because it wasn't my thing and decided to stay in and watch the Kardashians and Joan Rivers instead? Hello? Where are you?
I'm actually on my way to the wedding venue for wine tasting.
Oh no!
I know. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Also, we need to talk about the bloke there at the stag do who looked a bit like Tony Blackburn. Now, if you don't know who Tony Blackburn is, he was the first ever Radio 1 DJ. I think he was on I'm a Celebrity as well. Like, Google him and you'll see what I mean. Looked exactly the same. Who was that, please?
To a family friend of Kirsty's.
Oh, that's his wife, soon to be. Right, yeah. So I made the mistake of having a little drink and then tweeting, which you should never do. In fact, there should be a thing on your phone where it just deletes Twitter after a certain amount of drinks. So I put, "I'm at a stag do with Tony Blackburn," and took a picture of him from the side and sent it out to my quite a lot of Twitter followers, and then put "Ho!" next to it. Obviously, now his daughter's seen it, and then the next day, he came up to me and he was like, "So, I've seen it on Twitter. Tony Blackburn, is it?" Tony Blackburn is 70 years old. It was so awkward.
It didn't go down well, did it?
Really not at all. Also, where was Tallulah?
Who?
Okay, I booked somebody for Saturday night's entertainment called Tallulah. That wasn't the one that turned up.
No.
It wasn't. I promise you. Right, and also, can you tell Kirsty's dad, who was also there, that it was supposed to be a lady of quite a lot bigger than the one that showed up?
Yeah, he didn't seem too happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think he liked it at all. But can you tell him that my intentions were there?
The
intention was to get a bigger lady than the one that showed up. That's all I can say. Did you enjoy it though?
I loved it. Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
The time that you were there.
Yeah, I wasn't there that much, but like I did kind of organise it. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
No worries. All right, when's the wine tasting start?
Oh, in an hour.
I love this. You're never, ever going to feel any better ever again.
I know. It's the worst day ever.
All right, I'll speak to you later. Love you, bye.
OK, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So I heard a little bit of Matt Edmondson sitting in on this show on Friday, and I particularly enjoyed our Chris trying to explain to Chris Smith off the news the whole thing around that John Lewis ad, the one with the Lily Allen track.
Am I supposed to have cried?
I don't know, because I didn't understand.
Why is there a clock?
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't know if this is just something girls understand. So how it's been explained to me is the rabbit bought the bear a clock to wake him up.
Oh, so he's having a big old bear sleep.
Yeah.
Still didn't cry, though.
No.
people all over the UK have been crying over the weekend at this advert, but nobody at Radio 1 on Friday because they're all cold as ice. Even Fiona off The Breakfast Show, having said that, she's the most blokey member of the team on that show, let's be honest. She is.
Don't think the tears are coming. No. Aww.
Oh. Is she going? Is she crying?
Yeah, I feel it now. I could easily cry. I could quite easily cry.
Yeah, sure. But didn't. Okay, I'm going to play the track now. It's the track of the day today. It's Lily Allen. I really think this is going to be absolutely huge. Originally recorded by Keane in 2004. It features the bear and the hare, which a lot of people don't get in the advert. It's focusing on friendship. That's what it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Somewhere only we know.
Mills, the rabbit gives the bear his first ever Christmas. Yeah, I know. I'm still not really. I don't know. I haven't got it yet. I've not broken down and cried during the advert. I've probably seen it 5 times now. Scott, I've just erupted in tears. I'm so happy but sad at the same time, says Joe. That's just from hearing the song. Not even seeing the advert. One of my friends has been on going, animals can't go shopping. Animals can't tell the time. Who cares? Yes, Laura. If you were one of the people that were not affected by the advert, like myself, from where that track is from, Lily Allen, track of the day, Somewhere Only We Know, you're probably not going to be needed for this next bit. If you were like, yeah, so what? I don't care. Then this isn't for you. But if you were one of the criers, or maybe you had a little twinge, I do actually want to hear from you. I want to know if there's something that you watch or listen to that will 100% make you absolutely lose it and be in floods of tears. So you can text me on 81119 with what is absolutely guaranteed to make you cry just by watching it or just by listening to it. This set one of our team off earlier.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
Bambi.
Faster, Bambi. Oh. Don't look back. Keep running. Keep running.
Sorry. It's the cartoon music. How are you supposed to cry? You're crying, aren't you? A little bit. Okay. Or maybe this from one of the favourite TV shows of our time.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Does this set you off? You didn't expect that, did you? Did you? No. See, I can't listen to Susan Ball without remembering the time I did the lottery with her and she went, who are you? With that weird stare that she does.
Who are you? Me? That's just one side of me.
What else sets you off? Let me know. 81119, anything at all. I might actually call you back and see if it actually happens. I might just play it to you down the phone and see if even that might set you off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Breach, Everything You Never Had, coming up, The Vamps. I've got Foxes as well and Azealia Banks. Somebody is sobbing because they just played 10 seconds of Susan Boyle's audition. Serious? I'm just getting you ready for what's going to be an emotional season. All the emotional films are going to be on. Or the Christmas ads. I'm just, like, getting you ready for it, really. If you cried at 10 seconds of Susan Boyle, what are you going to be like by the end of Boxing Day?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Everyone's on about the snowman melting in the snowman. Really? Does that do it for you? I haven't seen that for ages. Just saying that some people absolutely lost it. It was all over Twitter and Facebook when the Christmas ad featuring the Lily Allen track, which is our track of the day, came on at the weekend. And Matt Emerson was trying to make some people cry in the office, but they're stone-hearted in the Radio 1 office. So it didn't really work. I'm going to try and do it again with some other stuff. When Forrest is talking to Jenny at the end of Forrest Gump, guaranteed cry, that's from Luke. Oh, yes, absolutely. Chris driving to Liverpool. Marley and me, 100 actual percent. Totally. I'm just thinking there's, like, maybe other things that, like, just immediately set people off. If there is, then 81119, let me know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Leah.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm just trying to toughen you up a bit, because there's going to be loads of emotional films and stuff on over Christmas, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, definitely.
So what gets you absolutely losing it?
It's Beyoncé, Listen.
Why?
I mean, it just makes me, like, you get that lump in your throat and you just think, oh, it's amazing. And then you start belting out the song yourself and you feel it and, yeah.
Do you actually cry, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely, as well as singing, yeah.
But that would set you off, would it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Into your own, all cause you won't
listen. Is she actually going to cry?
Painful.
Are you okay?
I'm actually shaking.
Pardon?
I'm actually shaking.
Not crying yet. But I think she is. You right, Leah?
I'm okay.
Wow. It really does get you.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Oh, no. I'll let
Don't
you go.
Laugh. Don't
Sorry.
Laugh.
Well, you're all good now for Christmas. Like, you can watch anything now.
Okay, good. Oh, thanks. It's like therapy.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thanks. Right. Someone just said that Scott Mills the musical made them cry. The thing we did at the Edinburgh Festival about 4 years ago, where I had my own musical and the songs about me. It was tongue in cheek, obviously. It wasn't like just proving that you can make a musical about anything. I actually think that's still on the Radio 1 website. You can still watch that if you wanted to. It was awesome. It was the Edinburgh Festival 1 year, but thanks, Luke. Apparently made him cry. Would it still make you cry 4 years on, though, if you saw it? I don't know. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Scott.
What gets you going?
The end of E.T. When he touches his heart and says, ouch.
Do you actually cry, though?
I actually do. I'm not a loud crier, though, so I'm not sure you hear it on the radio. But
okay. I'm just trying to get you together for all the emotional things that are going to be on TV over Christmas.
I think that's really considerate.
I think,
also
yeah.
Kind of mean.
What are you doing today?
I'm just at work at the moment, doing lots of admin bits.
Are you with a lot of people right now?
No, I just work with my boss, so it's literally just me.
Okay, so
and
if
he's
you...
in another room, so I can actually have a little cry.
Okay, and that's
little...
fine.
Yeah.
But it makes you just go every time, does it?
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
You're right, Phoebe.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I will be.
Are you crying?
Yes.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I bet there'll be loads of people listening to this as well that would just absolutely lose it at this point. Some people's like, it's really mean to make people cry on the radio. No, I'm just getting you into it for the festive season. You're going to be doing a lot more of it. Might as well get it out there now. It's good to have a cry anyway. We're walking in the air. Does this count as a Christmas song? Yes! Floating in the moonlit sky. Hi, Rob. Look. There's loads of boats going. Put the notebook on. I can't just randomly play the notebook out. Something kind of needs to happen. I'm holding very tight. The end of Friends? Don't know. Never saw it. Obviously, everyone's seen Friends, but I don't particularly remember the last episode. Sorry, just wasn't a fan. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Alan and Rumsey's been on. I'm slightly concerned that it's now the 11th of November. Haven't heard you play a Christmas song yet. Happened 2 weeks ago, mate. I played Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. We should probably get back on that again soon, though, because now Christmas is on TV. In my head, it's kind of on. Right, so have you been on a Tinder date lately? We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, this app that's changed dating possibly forever. So all you got to do is swipe left for no, and write for Yes. And there's a girl that's coming on our show. We don't tell you her identity. She doesn't ever reveal that. And she never reveals it on the dates that she goes on either. We're calling her Mrs. X, and she's kind of like our Tinder girl. She's the one that's going on a lot of dates at the moment. She's taking full advantage of the app and just coming on and telling us the story. So if you are going on any Tinder dates at the moment, we haven't even said what part of the UK she's in, so she could literally be going on a date with you in the next couple of days and you don't even know about it. And the story will be on Radio 1, names protected, obviously. So, Mrs. X, it was last week when we spoke to you, wasn't it?
Yes.
How many dates have you had since then?
Three.
So impressive. What I quite like about this is that if you're on Tinder, you don't know if it might be you that you're dating next. So, like, say I'm a guy, right? I've decided to go out with you.
Yeah.
Like, who knows who Mrs. X is?
I know.
Because we don't know what area of the country you're from. Like, there are blokes now texting in, and I get loads of Twitter messages from people going, oh, God, I hope I'm not going out with Mrs. X tonight, because nobody actually knows.
I know, it's so funny. And, you know, the really amusing thing is I have had several conversations with people on Tinder about Mrs. X.
Saying what?
I was like, I don't know, someone just mentioned it, and they were like, oh, yeah, did you hear that girl on Radio 1 talking all about Tinder?
Oh, this is so good. So there are people that have talked to you already without knowing you're Mrs. X.
So good. Absolutely hilarious. And I was like, asking their opinion about it. So like, oh, what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about the fact she's going on loads of dates? And they're like, yeah, fair enough. Lads can do it. Why can't she?
True. But then they don't know that their next date might be featured on Radio 1 quite soon. How do you feel about that?
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so talk me through the last few dates.
Oh, so Thursday night was nigh on the funniest thing I've ever experienced. So met this guy at a bar. Bear in mind, he's been chatting to me for weeks. Like, he's put some serious groundwork in, this guy.
Right.
And he had kind of mentioned that he didn't really like dates that much.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, it's not a massive issue, like, it's just we're just meeting for a drink.
What groundwork was he putting in?
Well, he's just been like he was texting me for weeks, basically, like every day, like several different, well, like loads of messages all day, and we just get on really well. Like, I think we just click, we just have like really good banter.
Mm. So you finally met him.
Finally, after weeks of waiting, finally met him, and he, it turned out, had been drinking since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Bear in mind, I met him at 7.
Oh, like you did the other day on your date.
Yeah, but I had 2 drinks before I went. This guy turned up. Well, he initially turned up as well in a really, really bad mood. And I was like, okay, fine. I can breeze past this. Gave him a bit of, like, jip for it. Like, come on, lighten up. What's the massive mood about? Blah, blah, blah.
Why would you turn up to a date, like, appearing to be in a bad mood?
I don't know. He was really, really moody, but I think I managed to crack the ice initially. But so then we started drinking. We were just like supposed to be out for a couple of drinks. We weren't really sure if we were going to get dinner or not. And I noticed that he was like going to the bar loads. So in terms of like, I'd be halfway through my drink and he'd pretty much be nearly ordering a new one.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, he's obviously like hitting it quite hard, potentially a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then during the conversation, I said to him, like, what have you been up to this afternoon? And he was like, oh, yeah, I've been in the pub since 3. And I was like, why on earth have you been in the pub since 3? And he said he went home from work early or whatever.
As we've said before, when you're on a date, being drunk makes you really attractive.
I know, but it was just absolutely hilarious. So he then apparently thought I was the funniest person in the history of the world.
Yeah, he was
and
drunk.
And kept laughing so much that he, like, spat his drink out about 6. Like, I've never made someone, I don't count myself as a particularly funny person. I admire people who are, but I don't think I am. He spat his drink out like 6 times during our date.
You must be hilarious.
Properly, like, guffawing, like, properly chuckling his little head off.
And the drink just goes everywhere, like, from his mouth.
Yeah.
Like innuendo bingo.
Yeah, 100%. It was like we were playing innuendo bingo, but I was on a first date with this guy. It was so funny.
So he's drinking really fast, and because you're on a first date, you kind of want to go, you might want to take it a bit easy there, but you can't, can you?
Yeah. No. So I just listened to it. And then we moved bars. And it was then when we got outside that I realised that, hey, this guy is really on his way to being quite drunk. But I've just like made a bit of a joke out of it and left it. And then when we got to the second bar, the drinks continued. That was fine. So we were like getting the cocktails in, whatever. And I just realised like how completely drunk this guy was. And I was like, well, we've got to do something about this because we can't like call off the whole date at this stage.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's go and get some food, thinking, oh, he'd lap up the opportunity to try and slightly sober himself up.
Yeah.
And it's as we left the bar, he fell over. He actually tripped over a bar stool and nearly completely face planted the floor.
Oh.
And it was, honest to God, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I at that point just burst out laughing and just walked out.
How did he style that one out?
He was like, oh, it's so dark in here, I didn't even see.
Really not. And yeah. Also, you've been in the pub since 3.
Yeah, and I was like, come on, we both know you're quite inebriated at this stage, it's fine. So I was like, let's go and get some food, thinking he'd love that. And then we get to this, like, we went to like a burger place, refuses to eat.
Why?
Says that, and I ordered food, because it was like, well, whatever time it was, 10 o'clock and hadn't eaten. So I ordered food, and then he starts moaning that my food is making him feel sick, that the smell of my food is making him like actually feel unwell.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, dude, come on, you really need to like try and eat something if we're going to continue the night.
So what happened? Did the night continue?
No, well, no, not in the end, because he was like, I can't drink anymore. Refused to eat anything.
Right. So once you've eaten your burger, game over?
Yeah. Well, no, he walked me home.
That's
he walked
nice.
Me home.
Not in a straight line.
No, he was really bad, like properly, really weaving all over the pavement. Never seen anything like it. For a big guy, sorry, he's like a massive rugby player. And he's like, he just, it was unreal. It was absolutely hilarious.
Going to see him again?
Yeah, the weird thing is, I say this and he's like, oh, he's a mess. He's spitting his drink out and he's really drunk and blah, blah, blah. Turned up in a mood. Really like him.
Oh.
He's a really nice guy.
You're brilliant. I love you. Despite the fact that he didn't even, despite the fact he couldn't even see, I think he was really nice.
we'll see anyway. I don't know. But it was one of the funniest nights I've ever had. It was just, like, who does that?
I know.
He said that he was so nervous that he decided it was appropriate to just drink his body weight in alcohol.
So when are you going to see him again?
I don't know. We've not decided.
You've got quite a busy diary, haven't you? When's your next date?
Well, I had another one on Friday, another one on Saturday, and I've got one potentially tomorrow night, and then another one on Thursday.
This is amazing. Okay, thank you, Tinder Mrs. X.
Oh, I love it. No worries.
Right, okay. And boys out there, be careful. The next date you go on Tinder, it could be her. All the stories will be on Radio 1 in the afternoon.
Who knows? And if she talks about Mrs. X, it doesn't necessarily mean she is her.
Exactly.
Or that she isn't her.
Who You'll knows who you know. Are? Exactly. It's like the Stig.
It's about...
All right, love you, bye. Speak to you soon. I'll give you a call.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, mate.
You're right.
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
Are you enjoying Mrs. X and her Tinder stories?
Yeah, well, I think I know who it is anyway.
Oh, no, what do you mean?
Well, it sounds exactly like Binky from Mad in Chelsea, but...
You think Mrs. X might be Binky? Binks?
Maybe.
Do you know what? The kiss wasn't too bad. He's quite a good kisser.
That's Binky. It does sound a bit like her.
It sounds a lot like her.
Do you know what? The kiss wasn't too bad. He's quite a good kisser.
It's not Binky though, Adam.
Oh, never mind, never mind.
Nice work though. Love you, bye.
Cheers, mate, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott Mills. I'd like to do a quick who to myself, please. Who of the day? I was listening to the official chart with Jamila Jamil yesterday on the way home from a stag do. And it was me doing the terms and conditions for the chart show competition. And I said the website was www.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Lady Gaga's dress at her album launch last night online is officially my new favourite thing today. Basically, she dressed herself as something that would make a really good Christmas present for your brother. Like a human-sized remote control helicopter. You know those ones that get a little bit unstable, especially when they land, but sometimes crash and go into millions of pieces. Like, it's got 5 mini blades. Here she is. It's amazing. Please look it up. And she's landed. Everyone clap.
This is BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, while I was supposed to be quad biking with the lads on the stag holiday this weekend, like a stag do for my best mate, I left them to it, really. It's not for me. Like quad biking, I don't want to do it. So I stayed in and watched Strictly and The X Factor while they all went out and did their activities. It's just not my thing. But how good is this? Last night on ITV's The X Factor.
In no particular order, the first act returning next week is...
This happened. Go away, Lady Gaga, with your dress. Be off with you. Come on.
Rough copy.
Yes. Yes. They were first through after we supported them on the show last week. Over on BBC One's Strictly Come Dancing, this happened.
In no particular order, the first couple safely through to next week is...
Gaga!
Susanna and Kevin!
Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Not only... We're rough copy through, but also Susanna Reid is through, which means we've broken the curse. Previously, when we supported anybody on any reality TV show for the last few weeks, as soon as we support them, they crash and burn. And Susanna and Rough Copy were the first ones to go through. It's actually gone the other way. I'm so pleased. We've broken the curse at last.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, good news. It is not bad. It's not a bad thing to have this show support you if you're on a reality TV show anymore. It was for a few weeks, but now it's all absolutely fine again. So, Rough Copy, through on X Factor. Susanna Reid, through on Strictly. The curse has been lifted. It's safe on reality shows to come out of hiding now. Even if we support you, you might go through. And it was a definite no to that if we were supporting you a couple of weeks ago. Look at Deborah Meaden, Vanessa Feltz, Rachel Riley, Kingsland Road. Since we started supporting them, they were off. So tomorrow, to celebrate the curse being lifted, we have got Rough Copy playing Innuendo Bingo. That's going to be good. Tomorrow at 1:45, they've agreed to come in because they're not scared of us supporting them anymore. So Rough Copy playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. I have also been on to Susanna Reid today, and the official thing is she is in rehearsals all day and is too busy to speak to us, even though the curse has been lifted. So she's being rude now. I mean, I understand you're busy, Susanna. Hey, listen, if you want to catch up on some Innuendo Bingo, if maybe, you know, you miss it, if it's only on Tuesdays and Thursdays and you want more, the Kingsland Road one is up now on the Radio 1 YouTube. Now,
I've never been so wet in my life.
We're going over to the weekend's rugby commentary, everyone. And this commentator is about to answer a question that we've all asked at some point.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
That one... The Kingsland Road one, then playing Innuendo Bingo from last week, and also the one with Radio 1's Gemma Kearney, which got extremely wet, are available on the Radio 1 YouTube. Just type Radio 1 into YouTube and you will see the Gemma and the Kingsland Road bingos from next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills, and here to play Real or No Real, Greg James.
Whee!
Lads.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
All good.
I went on a stag do this weekend.
Oh yeah, you told me about it.
Oof.
All good?
I had a lovely time. I didn't do the boys' activities, though.
Hang on a second. I'm not sure what I was allowed to mention on air. Hang on. Did you do all the activities?
I I didn't do the quad biking or the shooting. I just decided to stay in the house because it wasn't really for me.
Was there paintballing?
The boys can go and have their fun and I'll watch the Kardashians. What?
Was there paintballing?
No, just a bit of quad biking and some shooting, clay pigeon shooting.
Was but there,
I did make a blunder. There was a man there that looked a bit like Tony Blackburn from the side. So I tweeted, I'm at a stag do with Tony Blackburn, and then put, hey! And obviously, I forget that I've got a million followers. So his daughter saw it. And then really awkward the next day at the breakfast table in the morning with all the lads sat there, he's like, oh, right, so you think I look like Tony Blackburn, do you? And I was like, oh, this is real Scott Mills blunder.
Oh, no.
What an idiot. Awful. Then we had...
I thought you meant Tony Blackburn had seen it.
No, 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 the guy that I said looked like him. He did a little bit. What else?
He'll be listening now. Stop doing it.
Okay, I'll stop doing it, yeah.
Do you remember that people listen to this?
Did I tell you about the entertainment that I ordered?
Well, you did. I wasn't sure if this was mentionable.
Well, it wasn't the right one.
Right. What do you mean?
In that the one I ordered was a lot
the one
a
what?
Lot smaller.
The one what?
The, you know.
The what?
The stripper.
Right. Okay.
Not what I ordered at all.
In what way?
This one was really thin. Look, that's what happens on a stag do, right? There's a lot of people get standard stag do behaviour.
Some people like that. Yeah.
Is this a trading standards issue? Could I actually? But then, do I actually want to ring them up or email the website going, well, actually, I'd like to complain?
So the point that you're making is that you ordered something from a picture, then who turned up wasn't the same.
Definitely wasn't them.
Well, that's.
It's not bad.
Well,
so what
like,
do I do?
It's like online dating, isn't it? It's like Tinder that you talk about, yeah. It's everything.
Ask for my money back?
Well,
or deposit at least.
No, I think you've lost the deposit. I think the dispute is that you can get the feedback.
The rest back. Okay, yeah. Right.
The deposit, that's gone.
I'll get onto that after.
Was it good entertainment though?
It was.
Did it provide entertainment?
Yes.
Well, then maybe you don't need to complain.
Yes, it did. I know, but it's just not what I ordered.
It's not like an Ocado. Like if you know,
you see a picture and you, anyway.
Fair enough if the wrong groceries turn up, but if the wrong stripper turns up, I'm not sure you've got a leg to stand on.
Okay, it's you and me today. This is fun, playing Real or No Real. So, selection of facts, some of them real, some of them not. What's what?
Jim Carrey is such an exhibitionist that, as a child, he wore tap shoes to bed, just in case his parents needed cheering up in the middle of the night.
I can believe it. I mean, there's a lot of people are very split on Jim Carrey, aren't they? I'm absolutely in the camp that I love him.
I love him as well.
Because he's never off, is he?
But... is he the American John Barrowman?
No. John Barrowman is American.
Oh, yeah. But also sometimes Scottish, weirdly.
What?
He is.
What do you mean?
John Barrowman is Scottish.
Is it? Well, and the then name is quite Scottish.
But then sometimes when you talk to him, he's like, oh, hello, and goes Scottish, but then American again.
No, I think that's just when he's being camp.
No, he's definitely, definitely, definitely Scottish.
Okay.
That's real.
Right. Well, he's fine. Anyway,
okay.
No, I think
he's probably a bit better than John Barrowman.
I think Jim Carrey's a bit more successful than John Barrowman. No offence, I like John Barrowman, but Jim Carrey's been in many, many blockbuster,
incredible,
multi-million pound films.
Is Torchwood still on?
I don't know if Torchwood... I think Atlantis is the new Torchwood.
Oh, right. never really got into it myself.
I think that is real. I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan. I can only imagine what he's like off camera. Have you seen the sort of outtakes at the end of Liar Liar when he does the "a goose" and makes all that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he's unbearable in a good way.
Yeah.
Off camera.
He'll always be on show.
Real.
I am saying real also.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. Dumb and Dumber 2 is coming out.
Is it?
Apparently it's after so many years of it might happen, wow. It might not. Apparently they've started filming it. How cool is that?
How cool is it that Ron Burgundy was the MTV EMAs last night.
I know.
So good. The picture of Miley Cyrus.
Do you see the picture of Miley Cyrus in Jedward?
Yes. What's that about?
I'm not sure.
How did that happen? Security. And next.
Stephen Fry is used by his neighbours as a live-in computer technician at his high-class apartment block in Kensington and has even been called out to retrieve a resident's son's A-level coursework at 5 in the morning.
I would say this is real because, you know, he's very technologically advanced, Stephen Fry. Loves a gadget.
Yeah. Oh, Jim Carrey's from Canada, apparently.
Oh.
But,
oh, right.
Yeah, okay, I said American John Barrowman. Okay, Canadian John Barrowman then. Whatever.
Go.
Tell it's a Monday, can't you? Listeners are riding. They're revving up.
To be fair, though.
They're circling.
To be fair, that is bad.
I know, it's bad.
I should have corrected. I didn't realise either, I forgot.
So Stephen Fry, computer tech. Do you know, it must be a nightmare if you're famous and good at computers.
Mm.
I don't have that. I didn't possess that skill.
Oh, you're bad at technology.
And I'm not famous so either. It's a zero from me.
But it's like when there's a point in your life when you become better at stuff than your parents. It's like that one, because then suddenly you become the man of the house and you start fixing the computer and your dad calls down and goes, something's wrong with the history here. I can't clear it. And you go, I've got to clear it before your mother uses it for typing.
Is that Alan?
Yeah, that's Alan. So I've been called in many times.
To clear the history?
To all sorts of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Defragging.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
So he looks up the symptoms of gout again.
No, he looks up the symptoms so he can get gout. How do you get it? He thinks it's an achievement.
He's going for gout.
So,
Stephen Fry, computer tech, real or no real?
If you know someone who's good at computers, you will call them even if you don't like them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, after all that.
What about this?
There is a cup of coffee in every single scene of the movie Fight Club.
What?
Right.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
I didn't notice it in that.
Every single one. Every scene.
Doesn't seem like the sort of drink from that film. I've seen the film, but I don't remember the coffee.
I've seen it a long time ago.
Because I noticed it in, you know, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah.
Film and book. The book is just, they have coffee every single page. You notice it.
Right.
I haven't noticed it in this one.
No, I didn't notice in that. Surely in the fight scenes it would get spilt.
I don't think of coffee and boxing is the same. No.
I'm saying no real. I'm saying no real. In every scene, that's ridiculous.
That one is real.
What? Why?
In Fight Club. Well, that's one for the pub to tell your mates, isn't it?
Did you know that in every single scene of the Fight Club film...
Have you had a good day, Greg?
Yes, I have. Did you know, though?
To be fair, that is like the conversation I had in the pub.
It's a good fact, though. And next.
Niall from One Direction won't eat tuna sandwiches because he once ate them at the zoo and was sick by the giraffes.
That's bad at the zoo, isn't
it? I can imagine it. You know, out of all of One Direction, he's like the ill kid, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And the nicest possible. And I love Niall. I think he's probably my favourite. But it's like the ill kid. You know, in The Simpsons, there's Wendell, who's always sick on the bus.
Yeah.
That's him. That's Niall.
Yeah. Niall would have been, like, on the school trip. He would have been the one vomiting in the paper bag.
Always.
Yeah.
We're off to the Isle of Arran on the train.
Yeah.
Did you know there's more sheep here than...
And also, he's definitely the palest.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the pasty one. He's the ill
sick,
kid.
No.
Definitely.
Do you reckon he, like, lately never did games at school? That was me.
He'd always forget his kit and then have to wear his uniform with trainers.
That was me.
I
used to bribe my mum to give me little messages every week to give to the teacher. Scott can't do it today. He's on his period. brilliant excuses like that.
There were kids who would, when we did cross country, they would hide in the bridge.
Yes.
And pretend to have asthma.
Did you
pretend to have asthma?
No, I had asthma, Greg.
Okay.
I was at the back.
You pretended to have asthma. You did have asthma.
I did.
Okay. Did you have an inhaler?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't as bad though as I made out.
It never is.
No, because you want to stop.
Country.
Well, you want to stop, don't you? You can't breathe. I mean, I was a fat kid, that's why.
I'm going to say no real. No, I'm going to say real. I think he is the ill kid. Ill kid.
I am going to say Niall sick by the giraffes because of some tuna. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, Annika says there's a coffee cup in every scene because the main character is an insomniac.
Duh. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, Scott and Greg.
Oh.
And a lot of people say you're not allowed to talk about Fight Club.
Okay, so at the end of that, Greg scored 20, I scored 30.
Oh, what?
I know.
You've got the answers there, though, haven't you?
No, I haven't got the answers there.
Have you not?
No.
All right. I was just kicking off.
Oh, you've got the answers there.
I'd create a stink.
What's on your show today, please?
On today's show, we have Ricky Gervais, plus we forced him to do a star caller. And he does a it's very funny. He reluctantly calls a fan. Because you know what he's like with his fans?
Yeah.
He's a bit standoffish.
Yes.
The reluctant star caller today, probably my favourite one.
What time's that on?
5:10 p.m.
5:10 p.m. That's precise. I can't wait to hear him talk to one of his fans. Because he's kind of like, oh, okay.
He says, they're not even going to want a phone call or anything. I'm like, well, they won't be bothered. And then it all comes true.
Right.
So you'll hear it at 5 today.
Okay, Ricky Gervais, 5 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lady Gaga in a new dress again. Please check out the pictures from her album launch. It's like one of them remote control helicopters you get from the gadget shop. It's lol. And eventually, they always land with a bang, and here she goes. And that famous fanfare, which means, hooray, we've landed. Okay, so a few things to clear up. I know that Jim Carrey now is Canadian. Someone, this is Rosie on Twitter, can't believe I just hooed Torchwood. Okay, I'll take that back. But she's working somewhere where she's just asked someone, overheard someone asking if they can pay by check. Now, that is definitely... tomorrow on this show, we have got Rough Copy playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. And Chris is back as well. So it's all the Rough Copy boys and Chris playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. Because they've responded to us. They aren't worried about the curse because the curse was broken when they went through on X Factor yesterday. Susanna Reid is still far too busy to talk to us or come on the show. There's nothing to worry about now, Reid. The curse has passed. You went through first, so did Rough Copy. It's all absolutely fine. So that was Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Tomorrow at 1:45, because we've broken the curse, Rough Copy play Innuendo Bingo off X Factor. We're on air tomorrow from 1 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.